Brain Explorers, welcome to the very first episode of our podcast, where we go on a fun adventure inside the most amazing thing in your body, your brain. I'm your host, Alma, and today we're going to explore how your brain works and why it's so cool. So, what exactly is the brain? Well, imagine a supercomputer that's even more powerful than the fastest computer in the world. That's your brain. It's made up of billions of tiny cells called neurons. These neurons are like little messengers that help your brain do everything from thinking and feeling to moving and remembering. Now, let's talk about how your brain works. Picture a big city with lots of roads and highways. Your neurons are like little cars traveling on those roads, carrying messages all over your brain. These messages tell your body what to do, whether it's wiggling your toes, solving a math problem, or remembering where to put your favorite toy. Your brain has different parts that do different jobs. The biggest part is the cerebrum. The cerebrum is like your brain's control center. It helps you think, learn, and even make decisions. When you're solving a puzzle or imagining a story, that's your cerebrum hard at work. But your brain doesn't just help you think, it also helps you move. That's your cerebellum hard at work. The cerebellum is like a coach that helps you balance and coordinate your movements. When you ride a bike or dance around the room, your cerebellum makes sure you don't fall over. And let's not forget about the brainstem. The brainstem is like your brain's autopilot. It takes care of all the things your body needs to do to stay alive, like breathing, blinking, and keeping your heart beating. You don't even have to think about it. Your brainstem handles it all for you. And let's talk about something really cool. Memories. Have you ever wondered how you can remember things like your favorite song or what you did last summer? That's thanks to part of your brain called the hippocampus. The hippocampus is like your library where all your memories are stored. When something important happens, the hippocampus helps you save that memory so you can remember it later. So, to sum it all up, your brain is like a supercomputer, a coach, an autopilot, and a library all rolled into one. It's always working, even when you're asleep. To make sure you're ready for anything, before we wrap up this episode, I have a fun challenge for you. Today, try to notice when your brain is hard at work, maybe when you're trying something new, or when you're balancing on one foot. Think about how amazing it is that your brain can do so many things at once. Thank you for joining me on this brainy adventure, explorers. I hope you had a fun learning about how your brain works. Remember, your brain is amazing, so take good care of it. Get plenty of sleep, eat healthy foods, and keep learning new things. Until next time, keep exploring, keep thinking, and keep having fun. Bye for now!